We're holding Simchat Halaches by Sivchof. Once we have the minig, we'll be cutting a person's nail. One alachon, Sifid Ches. And Sivchof discussed what happens if you forget to cut your nails. We came out that the Machab is not safe to go back, but the Amos says you have to be Tzorch Tfilah Cheres. Machlok is Tazen Shach. What exactly is that gather? According to Shach, is Hechid Efshir. Even the mikvah is closed right now, I go back tomorrow. Ma'ashenkin, according to Taz, the gather is. If Pashimsho, we can make Hulk and Ikadin should be Mutter as a Chumma Ba'alma. Building upon that, that's the gate to cutting your fingernails, the gate to cutting your toenails. The question is number one, Lechatchila. And number two, Bidiyavit. So the Shachri brings down the Salocha, he brings down the Ravon, and Derech Agav, the Loshon of the Ravon is she has to cut her fingers and her toes. Both of them, there's no difference. And the Ben Yonah and the Zagaris, he writes the same exact Salocha. And therefore, once it's brought down by the Shach, Chot Mithodim, and the kitzur that being now lochel ma'isin is no chiluk, side the fingers and side the toes. We mentioned yesterday. What happens if you forgot to do it the toes the day before and the fingers today? You start a sugya of sakono that there is brought down or chayin simur esamach. Should not cut them on the same day. Therefore, the covered Shabbos says the mishabruah cut them on Thursday your toes, and your fingers on Friday. He said yesterday the swarming down show me a mitzvah lo yedera, and therefore lochel is you cut your toenails and your fingernails the mice on the same day. That's all the chatchila. Well, b'di'evit. Yeah, that you should do. And if you get, you should do it on the same. You can do it on the same day.
Why does it apply on Friday also?
Why does it apply on Friday?
It's a
konah. Yeah, no. Is there no chiyah that you need for the mikvah? The minhag of klai. So it sounds like if you forgot, there's no. The idea being, come to Shabbos. If you walk around without a sujan tzak tishlodin. But otherwise, where's the covered Shabbos? No one sees it.
Fingernails.
No, your fingernails cut. Don't cut your toenails.
You're saying,
there's no covered Shabbos in your toenails. That's what I forget. Why can't you cut on Thursday? That's going 3 days later on Shabbos. No sort of over here covered Shabbos. My sibidi, if you got to cut them, it comes out now you went to the mikvah and your toenails were not cut. What's the loch in that case? So, come on to Pesach Tshuva, it brings down the chamud de nail. He says, since Noshim are not makbid, therefore, if it's a case of Noki, it's certainly not a chatzitza. But even if it's dirty, what time they're not makbid, it also won't be a chatzitza. Therefore, the parts remind him, and the Vosav exam, a local maestro, even a case where they walk around with see through socks, that's because they're not socks, the same idea where see through socks, the maestro and Noshim are not makbid, and therefore, even if it's local maestro, can be makel. Atzalashani, the Pesach Shar, which it all says, it's Bloshman Efshir in the Chamud deal if it has lichluch there. Maisa, can be makel only when it's clean. When it's dirty, maybe you are makbid, and therefore, once a taina, you do need a tefillah cheres. Al Sada Shlishi, Tversh Lamoshi points out, a place called Sosim over here. They're not machal between toenails and fingernails. You have to cut them both. Once you have a mini chayas on Sivir Chazik, cut them both. You have more paskins, Tzorch Tefillah cheres. If Tzorch Tefillah cheres, then. Well, it didn't. You need tefillah cheres by the case of your fingernail, or your toenails. And therefore, the by the shulchan paskins, the local ma'isa, that by even my toenails, tzorch tefillah cheres. The Biashiv says the same thing over here. The Fayyitin say you have to go back tefillah cheres. Now, what getter of tefillah cheres? That will depend upon the Taz and the Shach. According to Taz, Kvar Shim Shik Bimekel, the Shach, even the case over here that's closed. They're coming from the Svara. Once you say that's a minute, cut your toenails, that's what we do. L'chadchila, certainly according to the Shachir Abaya of Kol Einin L'chadzai, it's Kikotzai Stami. And therefore, L'chadchila, we're certainly choshev for the Shach over here. Rabbi Yashiv says, certainly in the case when you have see through socks, avada than yimachmed, and therefore, certainly should be machmed in that situation. So it comes out, we have Mamshah, three different shitas.
And no shoes.
What?
See through socks and no shoes?
With, yeah, I assume that's what he means. To come down, Allah Lamaisa, we have bet the three sheetahs with this Piskachuva, with Chamud Nail. Those are one time to be makel across the board, even when there's lechluch. In the swamp is when they knew. There's always one time to get only to be makel when it's clean. And all one time to be tefillah cheres, once you equate the two sugars of the toenails, the fingernails, should be the same Allah over here. Next thing is now you forgot to cut it, but it's Friday night. So first you have to cut your fingernails, then your toenails. Now, how should you get to cut it? Either case, you've got to cut all 10 fingers, or she cut 9 of them, and one of them she forgot. Seems to be a common thing that women forget to cut one of them. Or in a case, she cut all of them, but wasn't far down correctly, a little bit sticking out over there. And the question is, there are four options of what you're going to do Friday night. You have a choice. Don't go to the mikvah. Go watch the Shabbos. You have a second option, just clean it very well. Take out the luchluch. There's no tzoya, no tit, no botzek over there. A third option, in the case of a guy, but do it in the case of a shinoi. Either put it inside his mouth, or do it with his hand. A fourth option is a guy with a kli. Those are the four options you have over here. Now, the Taz discussed this question, the Shach Nikos Kesev, the Norchaim, and Simon Shin Mem, Maravom, Mishnebu, and the Paiskim over there discussed this question. If you realize what's floating around, you read the Shach slowly, there are five separate sugyas being discussed over here. They're not totally zebezeh. The Gedolei Chachamim argue on all these questions over here. And therefore, they come out, drop different nafkaminas, halacha, how to paskin. And just to build up the points over here, we'll discuss the five questions. They go aloch lamaisa. The first question is, what malacha we're discussing on Shabbos? One lam test malachas is geizes sharing. What is the malacha of geizes? That's one very basic question over here. What's the malacha? That means the simple case you have over here is a behemoth, has tzemer, has wool on top of it. You shear the animal, you have the wool, and you take the wool, you make a sweater out of it. So you have a case, what do you need? You need a wool. So what's the malacha of geizes? When you shear the animal for its wool, the malacha, shetzricha legufa, you need the wool. That's the definition of the malacha. Therefore, it speaks out places on that side, Dalva and Beis and Shabbos, that what happens when a person cuts off the hair, cuts off the nails? Do you want to use the hair or the nails? No, it's hung in the garbage. It says Taisus, that's not the malacha. Therefore, it's a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Points out, the Mishnah says chayiv, that's a Yehuda shito. Machlik is a Yehuda, a Meshivan, a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Is chayiv a potter? Rabbi Huda holds chayiv and we paskin potter. And the Mishnah says when you cut off your hair or your nails on Shabbos, is chayiv. Rabbi Huda shito. Therefore, comes out in the ger to us cutting the nails on Shabbos by going to the mikvah. According to Tosfos, is a din d'rabbanan. And Simon Shin Mem, the Maravam is his question. The Merchaba paskins when you cut off the nails on Shabbos, you chayiv. In fact, the Maravam brought down the Meshivua why chayiv we paskin and Simon Shin Tezayin. But as you can say, the malacha says you can go for his potter. According to Taisus, must be his potter. So says the Chiddush, in the case of the Mechaba must be, when you cut the person's hair, you want to make a pillow out of it. You want to use it. Cutting the nails, you want to use it for something. I'm not sure what, but you want to use it. The Echanami did not want to use it. It's a malacha says you can go for it. That's Mechavam, that's a going over there. Because they understand what's the definition of graces. The fact is that you want to use it seven. Asad HaShani, the Bialacha is Mamshech, after being down the Mechavam, Taisus and the Goyin. He says, look at other Rishonim, look at Ben Chananel, look at the Smag. That's not the definition of Malach of Geizes. Geizes is the case where we have the iris of the Dechashim. You want to use the skin, you shave off the hair, and therefore you're left with the ur. So you're cutting off the, separating the hairs from the skin, because what? Because you want the ur. I mean, what you want is what's left behind. That's the definition of Malach. Not you want the wool. It comes out according to this malach. You shear an animal for the wool. That's malacha shein tzricha legufay. When you shear the animal because you want the skin, that's malacha tzricha legufay. Outside the shlishi, among the malacha, the mizan the zirabban. The way that the stifle explains in Shabbos, the malacha is not that you want the wool, not that you want the skin. The malacha is separating. It's a maisa of netila, maisa of frata. Stifle says, if it comes out according to this malach, the ramban. If you want side the Cyrus, or you want side the R, either one, Malacha Tzich Lugufay. You have to tell Ellis in the Malacha that you're doing. The Malacha is separating. Mais in the Tilo. Boyer is because you want one, you don't want the other. Here you want what else to use. Now for later on. I mean, best of the Malacha does be a Malacha as a cash of Boyer also. Is Malacha Tzich Lugufay, what is Malacha there also? Malacha is Marach in this question, but Boyer also. But it comes out over here. Here's no mixture, Pashas. Nothing to worry. There's no taruvus. That's what it is. It's a separate malacha. There's no mixture. But it comes out over here. They're arguing what is the malacha of geizes? Not gemina in the ger to cutting nails much on Friday night for the mikvah. Are we discussing the rabbanon with the raisa? According to the Taisvis, Magavram the gain, it's a malacha she ain't tzrich legufay. And that's what the shachal is saying. It's a malacha she ain't tzrich legufay. Therefore, the rabbanon have its coolers over here. Mishibura comes out. The chutz the case of malacha tzrich legufay. Why? And beikah the pasuk will go like the Mishnah Berurah, because either could come to the mahalach the malacha of geizes as you want it beside the guf, what's left behind, or because the malacha of geizes is a separate. That's one question. A second sugya over here is the idea of misayeya, helping out. Of course, we always should help out. But the question in the get to Shabbos
You're saying, yesh boy mamish or ain't boy mamish. That means a guy does a lach on Shabbos, you will help him out. The case in the Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shinchov Ches, and Sif Gimel discussing a person has a massive toothache on Shabbos. The lach is to help out for the pain, a guy can take out his tooth. So you go to the dentist, and he says, open your mouth wide. I can help you out. Well, how do you take the tooth out? So obviously you have to open up your mouth to help him out, take out your tooth. That's being misayaya. That means the definition of misayaya is doing something special and unique that you would not do otherwise. No one goes, unless you're doing it to help out something. So once... You're helping out the guy take out your tooth. So true, the question is even, is there being misayaya? That's Gemara's question. A shallow Gemara is there being misayaya? Over there, in Sim Shinchal Ches, Sif Gimel, it says you can help out the dentist. There's no problem there. Why? It says, Mechabim Misayeh Ein Bay Mamish. Another case, that's how the Gimel, the Gemara discusses, Zeh Yachol Ve Zeh Ein Yachol. Zeh Yachol is Chayil, in fact, the Gemara Zeh Ein Yachol is helping out. The Gemara says, Misayeh Ein Bay Mamish. The third case in Shabbos, by case of Rechfuah, a guy is allowed to put on eye makeup or any, not really makeup, but ointment top of your eye to help you out inside of four on Shabbos. I the mice closing your eye, it's not a normal thing to have your eye closed and put on the makeup. Says the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Misayeh Ein Bay Mamish. The Gemara, Makis, and Dav Chof, brings down when a person is getting a haircut, the shape of the payas is in their eye, so. And the Gemara says, Sayin the Makiv, Sayin the Nikiv. The Makiv for doing the hair cutting, and the Nikiv for the one helping out, being Misayeh, that he tilts his head to help him out to do the haircut over here. So, and then we come back, the Misayeh, Yesh Bay Mamish. So we have a steer over here. Ein bay mamish, yesh bay mamish. The taz over here. What? That's echlam, right? The chadnish is cost is echlam. If you do not do anything special, unique. I mean, if you move your head as no way, it could be holding it in place, might be also unique. But unless you don't do anything special, it won't be chayiv. That means it comes out. The taz says, "I will sugya yev abaya nocha abaya." Getting a guy to cut your nails on Shabbos, yev abaya misayah yesh by mamish. Isi misayah lo isakifu sugya makis over here. The shach, you've got the sugya on Shabbos. Shach says, "I have steers of sugyas over here." The shach answers, "No, it's dim yuchid and makiv nikkif." We have pasuk lo isakifu explains the pasuk two different ways. It's dim yuchid by case of payas. Make we pasuk misayah ain by mamish. Look at the Taz and Simon Shinchov Gimel on Shinchov Chesed Gimel. By the case of dentists, he answers the Shach Kasher. He answered Ayin Shom. So your machloek is Aloch Lemaisim and say Ein by Mamish Yish by Mamish. Nigeir to cutting nails, getting going to cut it. You have a baya of you helping out over here. The Maisim is Shibur over there in Shinchov Chesed Gimel brings down the Taz. He says, "How about Chaim disagree?" He sends you to out the Kuzik Kesed. He says the Kuzik Kesed arrives the Sugya Makis of Etzmas before Shiritpo. So written portion over there it says, like the teretz of the shach over here. These are one teretz. And then we says, Haber Achonim, the Ali Rabba, the Noy Behudo, and the Siddhatai of Oz, and Tesha Shabbos in our Chaim, and Tere Sol, Chai Odom, Baruch HaShulchan, the Kitzer, Graz, all Paschal Lachum, Maisa, Maseh, Ein Boi Mamish. We pass Maseh, Ein Boi Mamish. Now, building upon we pass Maseh, Ein Boi Mamish, how far do you take Maseh, Ein Boi Mamish? Is it Mutter? Or is it Isidir Abono? But Refuah will be Mekel. By Makom Tzar will be Mekel. How far do you take the Hetim Misayeya? The Maisa, the words of the Shach by us, his words are Mutter. Sometimes we say Ein Bay Mamish, the Maisa is Mutter. The Cham Tzvi, brought down by the Peskachu over here, discussing how the Paschal over here, he says, no, Dafka of Makom Tzar Lagozer. Makom Tzar. Look in the Graz and Sinushin Mem, he said, Makom Mitzvah Lagozer. So then again, Vavav, the next question we'll have to lead to, is this a real Mitzvah over here? But Echnam, you would say it's not a real letter. Take a couple of nafkaminas. One case, the Archa Shabbos says, Aloch Lamaiso, you have a 2-year-old child, you have the light switch of Shabbos, you can hold up your child by the light switch, and let him open and close it. The kid's not a Bar Chinuch, he's not a Bar Avono. You say this? Archa Shabbos of Reuben. What?
They have to take him out.
He says, a child who has no Havono, can not Bar Avono. Kid who's 2 years old, la bar vono, call 1 year old, whatever you want. Some sort of actually say three even, but I said two to make it easier. What? Oh no, so not be your hand on the switch and he's misavina. We're putting him in front of it. And not mucha, not gonna automatically put the food inside his mouth. But I once had my kid there a half hour didn't do it. I'm close it's not gonna happen, but not guaranteed. I went to a room and I asked him, I was in Mamish a year past marriage, upon my fridge, I went to him. That was before he wrote the Sefer. Now in Sefer he writes it, and he says, my son, it's mutter. No problem, hold the kid by this much. So I asked him, Messiah. He told me, Messiah, but mamash, nothing mutter. I told him, mutter, maybe welcome mitzvah, welcome tzar, you want to tell me those for it. But my son, he said, so he was in shiur, and he gives it over Friday night. He says, I've got to hold the kid by the light switch, tamazai, to show people, look what I can do. It's a very fun game over here. So that's what the design of Shabbos. Mikkah is mutter, but why do we all do that? It's just when it's dark. You know the options, what to go do, you hold the kid if you're in front of the light switch, no problem. So I asked him, Lukhor, you have a bayam. Time to say, yeah, holding kids in front of the light switch. There's no, but not mitzvah, not mokum tzar. So he might say, he wasn't too happy with my question. Rabbi, he told me, I don't really exactly understand how to live in the sugya, and he told me to go with 10 different people over here, and he gave me a whole bunch of smooth about it. But the mitzvah, I tried to write to him and tell him I have newest place over here that say there's no hetch of stamas on him. He held, no, I'm saying, but mamish is mutter. That's one interesting nafkamino. Take another case. The get to putting on makeup. We mentioned already by this case of Sheva Brachas. The Isha wants to go to mikvah and afterwards is going to put on makeup. The swam over there, I said the Debitzina says a goy could. And the woman wasn't too happy. And both of them discussed that make sure that Messiah and by mouth she's not helping out. It's not that simple how to do that. That means if the woman says he doesn't understand how can have a head to Messiah. And the Debitzina says make sure do not help out. Obviously, both of this group with our Reuben could be saying, but Mamash holds motor. That seems to be saying, there is no heter, you cannot be Messiah. And if you have a bayam, it's not when you go, he puts on makeup by the case of Sheva Brachas, which I think will be motor anyway, because it's like Mokam Tzala Gozu, Mokam Mitzala Gozu, could it be the same thing? Wouldn't have this heter. Not Mitzad Messiah Ben Mamash is motor, Messiah Ben Mamash is Oster, Mokam Tzara Gozu, Tzar, Mitzvah Mais is motor. But take another case of Kamat is every second day Yontif. And before my parents kept one day, my mother wants to know, second day Yontif, my sister keeps one day Yontif, could she put on the makeup on my mother? And if this is come out every second day Yontif by every American, could the Israeli or the neighbor put on makeup? What's the bayah? La Pais Nuel, for example, you have anything in your house that needs to be done second day Yontif, you tell the Yisrael before Yontif, we tell them that I don't have enough makeup on, right? You say, remember, to let them, let them go do it. That's no problem. But do you have a problem with Samasaya? It really comes out now, a very big nafkamino, what do we do with the shach over here? They get to every yontif. I think it might say, the answer is no, a side point. The mamash is a chil second day yontif. It's like the place can say not to go on a bus again, maybe Medina is mutter. Mamash, I think it's a chil second day yontif. But, what? Yeah, shkofa. I think the answer is no anyway. But at halach shaboy, it now makes a massive difference how far do you take the idea of saying mamash. There's no lechora, bush over here, tzar over here, mitzvah over here. It's just, what will I put on makeup? You don't have any of these attire now. Not you go do it. I heard people try to say yes. It really gets about this sugya. What? How far do you take that idea of saying mamash? Is it only, is it mutter? Only makim mitzvah, ukadayim over your makeup. That's the second question. This child over here is now building upon the one that we had this idea of saying mamash. Let's say on the tzad, it's only mutter, makim mitzvah. Is this a case of a real mitzvah or not? Machlokes Taz and Shach. The Taz comes along and says it's a chum ba'almo, it's a chshash, and therefore your chum is made ve'kulov and sugev ve'mil nochri, and therefore go clean out very well. And Lishitosoi, as we mentioned yesterday, he comes along and says coin the nails, is better than a milo, an Indian, chshash in the kias. The Shach Lishitosoi says, we pass him like Ravon. Loshna Mos sounds like, chodo im lekotzi ki kotzi tomi, and therefore even the mikvah is closed. Tough luck, you'll come back the next day. Therefore, he says, it's a mitzvah mamish, it's a mitzvah gemurah. And therefore, we'll have the heter, and we'll get to a shvus shvus. We'll condemn with the heter of a mitzvah over here. That's a third machlekes over here. A fourth machlekes. Let's say it's a mlacha deraisa. Let's assume it's a mlacha deraisa, because we hold the mlacha tzrichel gufay, and we'll say, maybe a bayam tzal sugi misayaya. Is there a heter of a mir lanachi by a mlacha deraisa? So, Kiddush Olam knows the loch in the Shabbos is something called Shvus to Shvus. That means when you're asking a guy to do something in Shabbos is a Malacha de Rabbanon. And when he does himself a Malacha de Rabbanon, the loch in the Simon Shinzayin Sefei, that could be a term. Either a Mekel Malacha Mitzvah, or a Mekel Malacha Mitzvah Godel, or a Mekel by case of a Mixes Chayli. That everyone knows. Kiddush. The question is, what about by a Malacha de Raisa? Do we have any a term over there? The Marshal, certain times you do. By Chilish Ein Vaisakono, person needs bed rest, person who might cannot function, my son that passed Friday night, he burnt his hand. So the question is, in that situation, Do we have a heter of Amir Lachri? The Gemara is very clear. Amir Lachri ki mater amlocha deraisa. That means if he needs bed rest, he needs medicine, tell him go to go drive to the store, go buy it, I can buy full engine, no problem here. That's the geta of Chalish in Baisekono. The geta situation of Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara Gittin al-Chasam Bey, is being down, that you can tell a goy to write a start to make a Kenyan, even Mizman Azed is Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, very clear a local Amaiso, which was a shayla, does it mean walking to style of Amos or being owning something? But as Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, locha the rice and mutar adei nachri. What about all mitzvahs? Mitzvah Bismilo, Mishavuot said, and make a lishim on this one. What about other mitzvahs? So there's Ramah, and Tzimin Rish, I involve in Tzepes, building upon the Suga of Milo and Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that brings down a man, that's bringing down the Baal Itter and the Bahag, that they paskin by all mitzvahs deraises, all mitzvahs, by Mlocha deraises, Mutah Aydei Goy. The case of the Ramah is, by Shalashun, as it gets dark, go tell a Goy to put on the light. That's what more brings down the Maisel. The to be simple upon this halacha, not that simple. That means the Shah Kamlong brings down this Baal Itteran. That's what he's bringing down. He brings down first the middle of the Shekel Torah, sound like he's Mutter, and then he's bringing down as a Tzir of Shabbai. So again, the Pesach Tshuva brings down the Chacham Tzvi. So the Pesach Tshuva, it says on the Shah, he's simple on this Baal Itter, the Pelo. It's called a poiskim. We shouldn't have heard him disagree. Even the Ravo, when he brings it down, he says ein limchais. What does it mean ein limchais? Says the Bach Magarvom mutar shishogim ve'al tiyem mezidim. Avad not to be sonach upon it. The only time the Ravo wants to be sonach upon it is the makom tzarek gadol. And even with tzarek gadol, the machlokes among the poiskim can be sonach upon it. The shibura bring down the shlo not to be sonach upon it tzarek gadol, unless it's a mishul the rabbim mitzvah the rabbim. Another pesukim, Moshe and Shuvah, for example, in Archaim's Chelik Beis, similar to Amaches, it says it can't be Samech Chapan and Mitzarek Kodol. It comes out by Melocha Dereis is another Mavucha among the Achronim, even on the Tzad, the Melocha Tzrich Lugufoy, do have a head of a meal in Afi. The Shach wants Mitzarek the Shito, the Chamsi said the Vah, not Mitzarek the Shito. The fifth sugi over here is, what to find Shvos to Shvos. We're saying right now we have a head of Mokim to Rabbon and Shvos to Shvos. Let's say it's a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. The case of a mekel makom mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch's case, you want to climb a tree on Rosh Hashanah to get the shofar. Climb a tree is rabbanon. Avamir l'nafri. To get the shofar is mutter. How do you make a shvus to shvus? Let's say if a melacha deraisa fully, but you can tell a goy to do a b'shinui. Tell him to do the light switch on its side of the light switch is a mamash deraisa, there's a fire coming out. Can you tell him to do it with his nose? A nose is a shinui, the light switch. Shvus to shvus in the case of a shinui. It's a melacha deraisa that you told him to go do it in a derabbanon. So the place over here, I'm discussing telling a guy that even to cut your nail, do a shinui. They point out the mishmu and numerous pikeim say you can make a shvus to shvus do a case of a shinui. They get the light switch specifically to the machloikas because maybe there's no shinui in the type saw that came out. Light switch is always the same thing, which from the zam was to machmer. But abnezim numerous pikeim want to say there's no chiluk whether it's shinui the nifl, shinui the pearl. Is in the case of a shino, the ma'isa be motu b'shvus to shvus. Building upon that, what about a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufoy? That's what we're discussing over here. Cutting nails, the melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufoy. Can that be nichel neged of a shvus to shvus? It's coming with the Torah by us, by us, from Kiveg and Shuvo, and they turn it as a ran in the suga called Machabe in the mafsid on Shabbat, you tell a guy it's a fire burning. Well, extinguishes it in the mafsid. The melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufoy, it's kivoy, shloy l'tzach, a case of avara. The loss you have to say, kol mechab einam afsid. Why did you tell him? The shvus yishvus, v'mokum, hefsi godol. Go tell him straight out to extinguish the fire. Says Iran, because the melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufoy is the melacha. If you make him a meal melachin, one of his stewards will tell you he will not be mekel. You tell him to do a melacha for the wrong reason. But the etzim is the melacha itself. And we will not have the heter of a shvus yishvus v'mokum she'ein tzrich l'gufoy. We will not have this heter. Now the Ran has a second terrace, of course, you pass like the Ran, but they come along the Taino, the again of Kivega, Parashi Moinim, the mice in this situation, not to have a heter shvush shvush over here. Come along the Tila David, towards the fall, it says, very nice of Kivega, but you forgot the Shach here. You forgot the Chamsi here, you forgot the Mogar Vron. They're all discussing case of a nail, and they're saying, it's a blochosh ain't to go for a heter shvush shvush. They've arrived at the Ran of Kivega. I mean, they point out the Parashim when he brings Eichanami, the Mogavram, and the Shach. If passing against them, fine. One, bring them down, bring them down. He said, if one goes against them, pass them like Iran. Kiregin Shuva says, we have Iran, Mazehu. The Pelo. Again, Kiregin has seen the Mishmur. Afterward. But Yisulim Agarram. Yisul the Shach over here. Come to me. The Pelo, they say, Pelo upon him. The nice, let's say, Nochas to your fifth to your the Gertu is a Mocha Shein to Lupo Nichla Gedder of Shvosh Shvosh. So again, we spoke at five separate sugars. Basis the question over here. Number one, what's the melacha of grazes? Is it the melacha of you want the wool, or is the melacha you come to bring what's left behind? Melacha separating, one question. The second question, do we pass and say, Ein by mamish, yesh by mamish, or is there an istri aban over here? Number three, what is the chayim of the chayim to cut the nails of the chayim of alma with maka mitzvah? Number four, is there a meal and ochi by deraisa? Is there a head to what to start with? And number five, by shvush shvush, do we take into account the melacha she'ein tzichel gufay? That's five things mamash and shach goes through, and that's the big mavuch of five separate sugyas over here. Melacha ma'isof. First, come along the Taz and says, to get a goy to go call it, ma'isi says no. He says, maybe it's melacha tzichel gufay, not nechel get a shvush shvush, it's not a chiyav. Therefore, ma'isi, he is machmer. Cham tzvi, pass to the ma'isi this way, pass to one mishlom. Chugot say, you cannot get a goy to go call it. Make it a push, we do not go like the Taz. They come along and say, you can't do it through a case of a goy. How the mavuch among the choyim a goy meaning dafke b'shinoi, tell him to put it in his mouth, you show him what that even means, or to do it with his hand, or in a case with a kli. So come along with Shos Yaakov and says the lochel ma'isa only with a case of a shinoi. Either shach in the last line because the kesef says you cannot do the shinoi with a kli. So they said the shach is a rafka the malsa. Doesn't really mean that. He means that vada has to be a case of a shinoi over here, and not to be semchon doing case of a kli. And therefore they don't pass this way. Mekor chayim based mayor. Atzad Shlishi, most places can take a third option. They say, L'chadchila do the case of a shinoi. You cannot do the shinoi, and it's not do the kli. That's a simple reading the case of the shach. That's how the Mogav Rom is down in Simon Shemem, the Ali Rab over there, Kaiser Shabbos, Siddur Tyro over here, Shai Deo, Tveris Yisrael, Mishnah Brewer, Aruch HaShulchan, about 30 different Sfarim go, Matmush, like the Lochot Maskona of the shach over here. Again, it comes out that we're going to paskin that first do it Aide Shinoi. You cannot do it Aide Shinoi. Then the Lochot do it through a case of a kli by the Ged of a Goy. The Devar Vom wants a Mechadish that how can do a Goy with a case of a kli. It's a Melachah Mamish. Well, it's kind of the normal way the person do it to himself. It's not normal for the other person to go do it. Therefore, a case of a Goy doing it is the Lochot Ged of Shinoi also. Now, you can get about today that we do have these salons that other people do it, but I think they're not professionals. You never go over to a regular person who cuts a nail for you. So it's a chiddush of Avram. That's nichol legeda of a shino over here. Meister heard Rav Berkowitz. He says over that today we do not tell a guy to do it in case of a shino. You don't put it inside his mouth. Don't tell him you're awful. You've been strange. Weird. It's not going to happen that way. And therefore we go straight to the halacha of doing a case of a kli over here. Then the Meister says we pass him doing a case of a kli. Now what happens? Let's say there is no nochri. That means every mikvah usually has a nochri associated with it. I'm an associated involved in mikvah. And they have a guy next door, they know you come over the nail, they know exactly what to do, they take a nail clip and they cut a few, or they fall down for you. But let's say there is no Nachri around, or in a case that you cannot go to Nachri because the person has corona, and therefore it's dangerous and no one goes to somebody else. Or basically your paskin cannot be done through a case of guy like the Taz. Can you clean it well? The first, the Taz are very clear, you cannot go, but clean it well. That's how you paskin. I mean, no one says to push over to the next day. He says clean it well, Khamsi says Kumaisi clean it well. I said, again, most parts can say the case go to a guy. Again, if you don't have a guy, even the Mishnah Brewer himself, when you go in the base of says, Semchon Tanakir. I mean, there's something on that when you stop. That means number one, guy Bashinoi. Number two, guy Pekli. Number three, don't have an option, clean it well. Therefore, Moshe and the Malachim today, Shmir Shabbos, Baruch Shulchanavir, Chachani, they paskin that aloha, they clean it very well over here. I have a kasha still called Emil Kotziki Kotzistami. Why is not a chatitza? Wait till tomorrow. So first, as we mentioned yesterday, and the Shantara says the idea of the shach of one is a das yochid, and therefore we're chayshiv for it. Belavader, we beikah pasul on the Taz to be tzadik shash of lichluch over here. Not beside the sugya of cutting it off. And number two, an interesting svara they bring down on Shabbos, not over the kotzis. No, it's going on Shabbos. No matter who you are, that's not oymid over here. It might be even stuck in that situation, but the tzibul might not go themselves certainly that way. So again, it comes out, Lalocha, first a goy, not a goy, then b'shinoi. I'm sorry, a goy b'shinoi, then a goy b'kli, then Lalocha, Tanaka, hater. Now, another interesting case is because an Isha, she's both cut her nails, she lit 40 minutes beforehand and she realized she forgot to cut her nails. She has to go to the mikvah. So we really have a couple of options over here. Let's say by the time she gets to the mikvah, the Baal Nit or the secretary will be after this month. So right now you have 10, 15 minutes, you have a couple of choices. Get the husband to cut it, get the neighbor or the shvigah to cut it, or be matan neder. And undo her Kabbalah Shabbos over here. So in Asher Yish, they bring that from the Asher, he says, B'semech upon Levosh, Shitov, Imata Neder, which is a Chiddush, because Pashi, on the Sigyo, Numa's Pashi, do not go this way. The Rav Berkowitz says over, and he says over the name of the Asher. I told us the Dharm, have it be done? Could be. Don't know the Sigyo that well, I think so. But the way how Rav Berkowitz brings down from the Asher, he says, you should tell the husband to go do it. I am the Meister, there are Chokas over here. It says, Semech upon the Pesach Shuvah that brings down the Nadi Yehuda, Semech Kuf Tadakei. It says, if the person aimed to go to the mikvah over here, why beside the end of telling other people who cut it, the neighbors or the Shvigah Kudaimu, is Nichon the Gedder of, you're supposed to hide going to the mikvah, or get to the end of the Simon, the Amal, Semech Kuf Tadakei, is in the Sneas over here. There he says, it's better to get the husband to go do it, than getting in the case of a neighbor to go do it. Sorry? That's what he, I think so. I think the husband, I think so. It's the get him, it's his thing, so. What?
The Berkowitz is also saying this.
Yeah, he says he heard it from the Asher. Later. That's the get to your fingers. What about the get to your toes? Also, you've got for a night, comes at the toes. It's actually the same aloch over here that get a goy b'shinoi or not. So over here, come on the Mishnah and the bialoch and the shayatin. That we have the chamud in here. Then Tanaka hated. That's to go to over here. That's how the ikna price can go. So come down, even though we're machmor or nails to go to goy, by toes and lice, that we don't do. We just make sure we're somewhere on the chamud nil that we clean out very well. Just maybe have a cash on the sugi over here. The ikna main had to read the Mishnah. The paiskim is because nichol get a locha she ain't tzuchel gufay. We serve that concept of toisus sheet over here, and therefore the case to abadon, and therefore make all with its tzuruf from over here. Otherwise, locha tzuchel gufay tells going to over the kli, you have a massive bayam instead of locha derais over here. So really, two questions. First of all, the fact that locha she ain't tzuchel gufay really the chayodim is the question. Let's say Isha want to cut her nails; it's aim to cut right now, and she just happened not to go do it. Isn't going to go cut it. But nichalay, it's tzuchel gufay. So one of a bayam tzav sugi with the raiso. Fine, that's one shalom. What?
Why is that?
Anytime it's nichalei, you never get a tzichel gufay. That's a klal using loch of tzichel gufay. That's aleph. Fine, that can maybe answer the question. But take it a step further. When you cut nine of the nails, the last one, it's still only tzichel gufay, right? She still only wants it. When she cuts one nail, when she wants the rest of them to be cut. After two, after three. So in fact, by the Shulchan over here, with no answer, Fet Megillah is safer, and Shabbos says, the Pelel and Paiskim, everyone's coming on to the main head to Mokho She'en Tzrichel Gufay. There's going to be a certain stage of cutting a nail that's certainly Tzrichel Gufay. She certainly wants to be cut. After she cut nine nails, no one wants one left over. After she cut seven, then no one wants left over. Why is that not Nichol and together? Are they coming to the Tzrichel Gufay come to Miapa herself? Maybe the Swarma is saying that's true. Could maybe answer that, number one, we still have the Baal Iter. The Malacha Deraisa is a Mir L'Nafri. The Oidi get involved with Chesir Shito, the Maharavam does go with, which we want to disagree with. Chesir Shito is that only time when you need the nails, need the Saris, the Malacha Tzrich L'Gufay. Therefore, no one over here is being sacking the Isha, but not sacking the nails, no one's using it. The Malacha Sh'ein Tzrich L'Gufay. The Oidi, I think, Mitzan, they gave the Sukh of Mir L'Nafri, you tell them to do a Pula Seter. After a while, it switches over to be a Pula Isser. But the greatest Kavanah is for what? Is only to cut the nails inside the mikvah. He's not doing it to make it look nice. Not his kavanah. He's doing it inside the mikvah. He knows it's associated with mikvah. One of the religious things that women fanatics seem to go do over here. Therefore, why should we offer mitzvah psikration? No psikration by going. So mitzvah the mirror is beseder. Mitzvah the meisel and nochi is beseder. V'oidu we have the Baal Itto over here. We have Teisha Shito. Could be that's why the Paiskim do not seem to be bothered the fact that according to numerous Mishraim is locha psikul gufay. Right, that's I can't cutting nails. What about cutting hair? That means, is there a mechayyeh before the mikvah to go cut your hair? We mentioned yesterday the Zohar, and the student of the Zohar is one of Pasha Pinchas, the sixth parasha, one of Pasha Achim Mois, one of Pasha Nosoi. The person is supposed to cut the hair before they go to the mikvah. Just like my nails are supposed to at Takono, who did by Cyrus? So, as the Sefer Avei Tzedek points out, the Dabar Pella, even the Mahajim and Mahajim, don't not Maisa seem to go do this Indian. So the Daka Tshuva brings down the Chuvas Chasanim and the Rosh Mordechai bring down. You read the Zohar slowly, but not say you have to cut all year. They bring down that even do Chafifa, and this hair is left behind in the brush. It's also nichon to get up some of the hairs coming out mitzad a meisa tefila, and you mekayim the Zohar over here. Some people seem to leave in the shower behind. Some people leave in the brush over here. The meisa and those hairs you mentioned yesterday, l'chor you should hide them. That's why I haven't told you to give the Zohar. But there is an inyan to take off some Cyrus. Now, the question here is, let's say a person plans to take off some hair, just like we said over here by planning to cut off your nails, and you did not cut your nails. The law could have to go back to the mikvah, to filah cheres. By planning to cut off your Cyrus, and you did not cut off your Cyrus, do you need to go back to the mikvah? So first, you can discuss side of the taz, side of the shach. According to the taz, why by nails you plan to cut them off? What's the bayah? Achshash katzitzo. A bayah mitzvah that things that don't need to lichluch over here. According to the Taz, the Chor did not apply the case of Cyrus. He himself seemed to mention this concept. According to the Shach, the Bach, the Kamei Rabbah, even the Kotzes Tomi, before you plan to cut off your hair, you have a Bayah, the same Inyan, that just like by your nails, where the level place supposed to be connected, the Chatzitzo, by Cyrus, where it's connected, why is that Nechon again of Chatzitzo? The first, the Pesach Tshuva, being done the Chassam Sofer, discussing a case of a Kalo, that she plans to cut her hair the next day after the Chasno. Is that Nechon the Sugi over here? So the Chassam Sofer is very clear that he says that since she does not want to cut before the Chasno, she wants to cut to tomorrow, that not Nechon get of Inyan of the Chatzitz, and therefore the Loch is not a problem of whether she can leave her hair, not a Sugi, not an Indian over here. That means even want to go with the Shach, which will Chish for the Chatzilo, but not negate the case of a Kala, which cuts here the next day. So that Vosner, and Echlami, let's say about a certain Kvutso, the Machba to cut the Cyrus before the Chasno, according to the Chassam Sofer, the Chatzilo should cut it before the Tfilo. And Echlami. Maybe you have a case of the Taz, but otherwise, according to the Chassam Sofer, it's very clear if you have those kvutzos before the chasnas cut here, but also you cut your hair before the chasnas. But let's say a person did not cut it midino. You couldn't get why? Because it's too long. That means you have an appointment by the barber tomorrow to cut your hair. Can you go to the mikvah tonight? Whereas people ask me in the chabura, they, in the lab, barbers over here, they make appointments. You can make an appointment that tomorrow Shavuos Batamnis, tomorrow during the day, before the start of 3 weeks, get a haircut. Tomorrow morning you put on tefillin. Can we cut the chatzitza over here? Chatzitza over here. My house short it is there a bayan to get tefillin over here? Is that a chatzitza? You plan to cut it. Just like they get an isha by a tefillin, over here they get a tefillin. So again, the Taz, when he brings down the Bach says, I'm going to cut the tummy, said the Bach, V'loy domi l'saris ha-rosh. The Taz brings down the lotion that Saris is not the same thing. Why? Because dark of notion not to cut it. So about a shukh, what does that mean? Not to cut it. What's the shan of one over here? So it comes down among the swarm, really there are two ways of saying it over. One way, Moshe says over, l'chatchila is not a chatzitza. He said, because by the case of nails, everyone cuts off. Everyone's. So that's called ilam over here. I said, they get to Cyrus, everyone of the is not cut off. And even if you have an appointment, you might miss the appointment, you might get sick, you might have a reason not to get a haircut, for whatever reason. No din over here, no locha. Since there's no chiv to cut over here, it's your choice over here. We don't say that locha even the cuts. Even the cuts is when this is what you have to go do. So the Shomazaman says, the Moshe, but Eid Moshe adds in that the whole Shach, you know, one is a Das Yochel, like Siddur Tyre says, therefore, the Chathilo is not Nichol Gedev Chatzitzo. Same thing, they get the case of Tefillin, Kodeshoni, of Strombach, Maisa, they go this way. Tzadashani, by the Shulchan, that's a hard time with it. And therefore, they bring down the Markoin also on the Liashim. They want Taino, but the Evid, for the Chathilo, you plan to go cut off. The Chor, call the Shach Svar, go cut off before the Mikvah. So Maisa, there are two sides over here. A lot of places go like a Moshe, the students from Maisa go the other way, Berkut says, Ekonami, take it up before the Mikvah. Again, it should be come out, maybe an Aura, and they get the Sugi of Tefillin over here. But certainly, La Locho is not a problem, but the Evid, at some say even like a chilo, negated when you have Cyrus left behind. Now, they do point out that lav dafka case of a kalav, let's say you're a kvutza of noshim that makbe medinoi to cut off your hair before the mikvah, or a certain noshim that always cut the hair before the mikvah, that aloch shivoi, that echnami, instead of shalom zalman vosner, you have a bayak, and the kvutza it, kvon the shach, the body should remove it. That's partial. That's if you want the kvutzas that old every time before the mikvah, you make sure that you have is not there, you'll have it by ya. Now, on its side, they always take it off before the mikvah. That's from Ginevalda. Let's say it's been a tzarim, not take it off. So the Vosner from Zalman, no problem. Let's say it's a kid's chalmoid, take it off. Meir Sfira, take it off. Once that's the halacha, the dina, we do not remachmer on situations where people not take haircuts all year round. Now, there is an anhoga brought down in certain svarim, people have an anhoga not to take a haircut within 3 days of going to the mikvah. Some say, or the day of the mikvah. They don't do that. They're coming from is the Avid Tzedek brought down by the Pesachei Zuto, that sometimes you take your haircut, this hair is left behind. And everyone knows, you know, you touch your after you wash your hair sometimes, after you touch your hair, and still have some sadness left behind. And therefore they get a bayah mitzad, the chathilish have nothing there, become a tzuofet, the water goes inside. But therefore those have this minig, maisa not to cut the hair 3 days or the day of the mikvah. Fine, maisa, if you have that minig, keep that minig. If you don't have that minig, no problem. Usually, if you take a good shower or do some people for 40 minutes, maisa, no way is around. Even if it is here and around, it's be a chain of makbid. The chatzilah should not be there, certainly not a chatzitzo. Might say it's rough over here, water goes inside over here. Fine. I can't support an entire special. Today, go through Sivchot Al, Sivchot Beis, Sivchot Gimel. I'll be better Shem Kopper on that tomorrow. Slochot.